dancing. That is Stanley Kipper with New Primitives. Minneapolis drummer and singer Stanley Kipper founded the New Primitives in 2003 after moving to the Midwest from Southern California, where he toured with acts like the Bee Gees, Joe Walsh, Bill Withers, and many others. Stanley holds a 2020 Midwest Rock and Country Hall of Fame Lifetime Achievement Award.
Congratulations.
And he was inducted into the St. Louis Classic Rock Hall of Fame for his band Gypsy. New Primitives have just released their new album, Primitive Road. And on the phone from Minneapolis is founder, drummer, and singer, Stanley Kipper. Stanley, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
What's up, Stanley?
Wow. What a resume you have, my dear.
Oh, good evening, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. Now I'm not going to know what to say.
I heard that song. I started dancing around my kitchen.
Tell us about that song, All Night Dancing. That's a brand new one. Tell us about it.
That song is about it's a righteous party song. And it basically says what it is. You know, somebody's in love and they fall in love so much that the groove is so strong and the vibe is so thick that they can't help themselves. They stay up all night.
We've all been there. That's awesome, Stanley. Man. You know, we just brushed on some of the artists that you've toured with, and you have such a rich history. Tell us about starting in music and the first leg of your career in music.
Well, the first leg of the career was started here in Minneapolis, of course. I was with a band, you know, named Gypsy. And we had a record deal with RCA and all this stuff out in Los Angeles. And so that was actually the start of it, because after Gypsy disbanded, I was fortunate enough to start working with Minnie Riperton, who is Maya Rudolph's mother. And Minnie, of course, had Loving You and all this, but she was a wonderful artist out of Chicago, her original roots and Rotary Connection and all this. But then I started working with Minnie, and I worked with her until she unfortunately got cancer and passed away at a young age. And from Minnie, she introduced me to Jay Ferguson. And Jay, of course, was a former Spirit guy and JoJo Gunn, all this stuff. And Minnie put us together and we started working on songs. We did Thunder Island together and Joe Walsh rolled in and played on that. So that's how I met Joe. One thing led to another. You know, and from Joe.
Thunder Island? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fangirling over you right now. That song was the best. Oh my gosh.
Yes, and it was also one of the first American songs to mix up rock and roll and reggae.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing that the Prims or New Primitives are doing now.
Excellent.
Right. So after that, of course, and then Joe had But Seriously Folks and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we did all those records together. Then we after that, with Minnie, I did Bill Withers' song. He played with Minnie at one point, so he asked me to do some stuff with him. So I did some stuff with Bill. And then I met, you know, during that time, I was with Jay and Joe and all of us. We were all in Florida. The Eagles were down there doing Hotel California. And I met Randy Meisner at that time. And so I ended up making records with Randy, ended up being the godfather of my son, Miles.
Wow.
I met Randy Meisner, and then, you know, and then throughout all that time there was Andrew Gold. And Andrew Gold had a huge influence on me. He played on all Andrew's stuff. And then Carla Bonhoff was there, so I worked with Carla Bonhoff as well.
Now, I think Terry wants to know about the Bee Gees, though.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about the Bee Gees.
Oh, the Bee Gees, yeah. They, God. They gave me a call when I was home one night.
That has got to be so wild.
It was insane, right?
Yeah.
It was insane. I hung up. I thought it was a joke.
Well, I would, too. Oh, man.
Barry called, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Stan. This is Barry. I said, hung up on old Barry, right? I thought it was a prank. I really did.
They obviously called you back.
He did. He called me back. And we went, went down there, went down back down to Miami, and we spent a lot of time down there because Dave was recording in Miami, Joe was recording in Miami. So ended up going down there and being at Criteria with the Bee Gees. And the thing that really blew me out about those boys was, you know, when they would just start punching around, when they would sing, right? That harmony would come rolling out, and, you know, we were all so familiar with that sound. I just stood there with my mouth open, you know.
Wow.
Did they ever forgive you for hanging up on them?
Oh, yes, they laughed.
Good.
They all laughed.
Good. What a great story. Thank you, Stanley.
He called back. He said, please, please, don't hang up on me, mate.
This is real.
Like,
well,
okay.
Now, yeah, let's jump to your band now, the New Primitives. Tell us about the band.
Well, New Primitives has been together since 2003. Mm-hmm. And it's a great ensemble of guys. Chico Perez playing percussion and stuff. We've been playing together for like 50 years. Andrew Wozniak plays guitar. Snowman Powers is playing saxophone. He produced the first two records. Lightning Joe Peterson's playing B3. Also on this record, you know, my friend George Marinelli, he played with, he did all the Bruce Hornsby records, and he also been playing second guitar with Bonnie Raitt for like 20 years or something. But we met during the Andrew Gold days, and so we hadn't seen each other for a while, and Bonnie was in town a couple of years ago, and George and I looked back up. We started writing songs together. He was a producer of this record here, and he also played guitar and sang on it with me. Not on everything. He played guitar on a couple songs, but he's the producer of Primitive Road. And, you know, we did Thank You for Being a Friend together and all this stuff with Andrew. But George is a producer on Primitive Road here now. And the funny thing was that, you know, I played some of the songs that George and I had written for one of the guys here who had New Folk Records. And I played him a few songs one day, and he just flipped out and called the president of the record company, Ken Onstad. And Ken heard the songs, and he wanted to sign George and I to a record deal, which we said okay to. But in the meantime, I wanted to play them some. I wanted to give them more background, so I played some demos of the stuff that y'all have of New Primitives.
Yeah,
right? I played them the demos of those songs, and they said, well, Stan, what do you plan on doing with these? And I said, well, you guys are a record company. Maybe you could tell me what you plan on doing with them. So they released it, right? They signed New Primitives to a 3-album deal on Loud Folk Records out of North Carolina.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you. So I'm super stoked about the Prims. Things are going really good for us. We're just, you know, just keep on pushing. We just stay on the path, and here we are.
Well, we heard your two newest songs, and they sound terrific. So thanks for sharing those.
Thank you so much. I want to thank you so much for playing this stuff. Thank you so much, guys. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Wisconsin.
Woohoo!
Yeah, last time you were here was Atwood Fest last year in Madison.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Be great to bring you back to Madison sometime. Now,
yes.
New Primitives have a show coming up on December 12th at Shaw's Bar and Grill in Minneapolis. How do people find out more about Stanley Kipper and the New Primitives online?
Well, they go to newprimitives.com.
That easy.
Yes.
And Instagram.
Oh, good. You've got a helper. Yes, I love it. I'm going to look you up on Instagram right now.
Stanley, who's in the background? Who's helping you out there?
Laura Drake,
I bet. Oh, that's Laura, my manager. She's here to keep me on the track.
Oh, she's good. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Oh, that's fun.
She's the one who keeps me on the rails, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it's obviously working.
Well, that's so awesome.
It's working nicely.
Great.
You know, I would scarcely know what day it was if it wasn't for her. Just saying.
Well, Stanley.
Oh, man.
I got to tell you the truth, you know.
Yes, we love the truth.
Stanley, thank you so much for sending us your music and taking the time to speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I want to thank you guys so much for getting in touch with me. Thank you so much. Roker. Hopefully I'll see you all soon, right?
Yeah,
man.
Y'all are doing a great job. Keep it coming, y'all.
Oh, Stanley.
Thanks, Stanley. We really appreciate it.
What a pleasure.
We were going to play Tate and the Neighborly. We'll try to sneak that in the next hour, but I wanted to play a third new Perimeter song here. We're going to play California here, Stanley. Tell me about this song here.
Oh, California. That was the
song. 40 seconds, man. Too, brother.
Okay. That song's a song about coming out of the Midwest and seeing California for the first time. And like seeing all that technicolor and all that stuff and time standing still. That's what that song's about.
Love it.
That's awesome. Thanks for your time tonight, Stanley. It's
Thank
New
you.
Perimeters. Max Ingram,
all
Civic
right,
Media.
Guys. Love y'all. Take care, right?
Right back at you.
All right. Peace, y'all.
kiss a blue sky, baby, yeah. I've never seen you look so beautiful, no. I'm practically dreaming when we make love on the beach, yeah.